participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the logo has landed in Iowa City. We will talk about that. We'll also talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred. Plenty to discuss as far as the All-Star break and all the activities leading up to the All-Star break. And the news of the day, all that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYN. And on a sultry Thursday, we welcome you in here on KGYM, our local programming block getting underway. Taking it through the 7 o'clock hour tonight, and then it'll be Minnesota Twins baseball. Twins and the struggling Baltimore Orioles coming up tonight. I remember Baltimore was in first place in the American League East. They are not now. So we'll have that for you tonight, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Coming your way here this evening. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here on this Thursday. Cal Eldred will join us. Do not adjust your calendars. Of course, Tuesday was the 4th of July, and we were off due to the nation's birthday. So we rescheduled Cal for today, so we will talk with him. Bevy of subjects to talk about as far as Cal is concerned. And we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Mark, but the news of the day, everybody throwing their 2 cents worth, their opinion, what have you. The logo is there at Kinnick Stadium. It is officially on the 50-yard line for the first time in 40-some years. Good afternoon.
Whoop-de-doo.
Well, it is a lot of whoop-de out there. A lot of people are commenting on it.
I guess for July 6th, and that's the news of the day, we've got, yeah, I guess that time of year. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it is. If you haven't seen a photo, there are photos everywhere on social networking, social media out there. I like it. I thought it looked good. I was anticipating a one color logo that would kind of blend in, and it is a black Tiger Hawk with a yellow outline. I think it looks great out there. Now, some people, of course, are saying it's too small. Haven't heard anyone say anything about being too big or anything like that. Most of the complaints have been that it's too small. And, oh, by the way, what are we going to do about the water tower now? That seems to be the big question out there. But, yeah, you can watch it. I know the HawkeyeSports.com has a... If you really are looking for something to do inside on a Thursday, you can listen to us and watch them do logo things. So,
you know, I think it's too small.
You think it's too small?
I would have liked a bigger Tiger Hawk in the middle. It only spans like 10 or 12 yards.
12 yards.
From the 38 to the 38. I mean, from a distance, I think it looks small.
I think it looks good. I think it looks just right. You don't want to be too big. You don't want to be too small. You don't want to be too flashy, whatever the case may be. I think it looks spot on.
Yeah.
Good job by them. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And you can give us a call if we want to break down this vitally important topic here today on a Thursday edition of the show. Yes, welcome to a 91-degree day on July 6th.
Would you rather have the that's on another show,
that's
isn't
on
a, it?
That's on the next show, on the Todd Brommelkamp show.
The Tiger Hawk at midfield or beer available?
Well, it depends on where you sit. You can have a beer.
Well, yeah, you
at Kinnick Stadium.
Able to do that for years.
True.
If you contributed a couple bucks,
you want both of those. Oh, by the way, that's another little piece of information that came out today. Jordan Hansen from the Cedar Rapids Gazette tweeted this out earlier today, and I know Mark Emmert from the Des Moines Register is also wrote about it today as well. And as soon as I can bring it up here, I will, because, of course, I can't find it now on the Twitter machine.
Well, in the meantime, Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available, and our phone line, one and the same, 319-366-1600. 1600. Our friend Cajun Troy asks, does it compete with the Eye of the Tiger in Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
Not nearly as big.
How big is the Eye of the Tiger?
Well, I don't know the dimensions for sure. I think it's pretty large.
By the way, Cajun Troy would be very interested to know that the University of Florida is bringing out all the weapons for the LSU Florida game. They have made that the homecoming game in Gainesville this year. Of course, there was a big controversy last year.
But Alabama wasn't available.
No, but you know that game was postponed. They had to play it again. They moved it. Florida didn't get what they wanted. LSU got what they wanted. They got the home game out of it. By the way, when LSU comes on October the 7th to Gainesville and to the Swamp, it is going to be Florida's homecoming. They made that announcement today. So that should be very interesting. That may be one of the top 10 games to look forward to as far as the world of college football is concerned this coming year. Just because there was already a rivalry there, as Troy knows. There's almost pure hatred between the two athletic departments right now. And there's a reason why they made that homecoming this year for the Florida Gators. I thought that was very interesting. 319-366-1600.
Ryan, the food delivery guy on the text line, it would look much better when the numbers are in. I think it looks awesome.
I would agree out there. What do you think? 319-366-1600. The reason we bring up the Jordan Hansen article here today, Mark, is the fact that he is reporting that for the second straight academic year, the University of Iowa Athletic Department is in a deficit, is in the red. It was over $3 million in 15-16. 14-15. 15-16, $2.64 million is going to be the deficit at this point. So something to be alarmed about, two straight years? Or is this just a bump in the road?
I don't know. There's been quite a few renovations at Kinnick Stadium. And, you know, whether television revenues haven't lived up to budgets. I don't know. I haven't read the whole thing. I haven't delved into it. But a lot of factors could be in play. Now, this year, there's unexpected money coming out with the payments to Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum.
That is correct.
You don't budget for something like that.
No.
So without seeing the whole report and seeing the ins and outs, I mean, the first alarm goes off that, uh-oh, a sport's going to get cut. And I don't know what sport that would be. It's going to be controversial if that's the case, but I don't know that it's reached that point yet.
No, I don't think so. And it's been just a two-year cycle as far as that is concerned. It's not something like 7 or 8 years in a row, something like that. This is the report. USA Today released this today. Sorry to be redundant, but that is the case. 2014-2015, Iowa's athletic department brought in $105.97 million. They spent $109.21 for a $3.24 billion deficit. Now, the gap in 2016, as reported by Mark Emmert in the Des Moines Register, was anticipated, tied by poor performance by the football team in 2014. Ticket sales were down, and also some other situations came up that nothing to do with the Jane Meyer verdict or anything like that. That was before the settlement for $6.5 million was put out there.
Well, football is not the problem, according to a Land of 10 story that cites the Lafayette Journal and Courier research. Iowa was seventh in the Big Ten in football revenues with $52.5 million. In terms of profit, Iowa was eighth. In football revenues, only $21 million. So football is not the problem.
Doing fine. No problems to report as far as football is concerned.
Of course, Michigan's profits were $60
million. Yeah. But, yeah, it is somewhat problematic. I think we can all say that. Can we agree on that? You want to make. You want to be in the positive.
Any business doesn't want to be in the red.
No, including Iowa football and Iowa sports and whatever the case may be. 319-366-1600. But the logo's there.
Cyclone Tim's reaction, somewhat expectedly. Here's my idea, and he sends a picture of the Tiger Hawk with a slash through it.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. A little tongue-in-cheek today.
94-64. Imagine when they start paying athletes.
Yeah. Didn't think about that one. Did not think about that one. That's true. I'm trying to find the picture of the eye of the tiger at Tiger Stadium and see exactly how big it is. I have been unsuccessful at this point.
Cyclone Tim following up on the text sign. In my opinion, it was good when they went black with a gold outline. If it were the other way around, the black outline wouldn't show up as well, and their colors on TV would look gold and green. And who wants to look like the Packers?
Oh, wow, Tim. Lowering the boom on several different fan bases here today. I think, yeah, just looking, it is a little bit smaller than the eye of the tiger. So, a little bit bigger. But you know what? And believe it or not, this was actually broken down by CBSSports.com. Again, finding stuff to talk about on July the 6th, that it was just it's a perfect size for Iowa and the program under Kirk Ferentz. As talked about, I think Tom Marinelli was the one that penned this on CBS Sports. And he said, you don't want to be flashy. Iowa is not a flashy football program. A
developmental logo?
It's a developmental logo. Yes. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here. In just a little bit here on the Thursday edition of the show. Some other things there today. I thought this was very interesting. David Johnson, the former UNI running back, now with the Arizona Cardinals, on a radio program, national radio program, said his goal this year is to be the third ever running back to come up with 1,000-yard rushing and 1,000 yards receiving this year. That's pretty high and lofty goals. He would be the third one in NFL history. Roger Craig, Davenport native, did it in 1989. Marshall Faulk did it with the Greatest Show on Turf in 1999. So he would be the third to come up with this feat. Of course, got hurt in the latter portion of the 2016 season. David Johnson did.
I think it'll be more difficult to get 1,000 yards receiving. Listen, if you play all 16 games, you just have to be a 1,000-yard rusher, you only have to average 60-some yards a game.
Which is very doable.
I
throw in a 120-yard game.
In terms of professional football, let's talk about 1,500-yard runners. 1,000-yard runners should be a dime a dozen. It's not that big of an accomplishment, I don't think. 60 yards a game over 16 games.
I would agree. Still got to do it. I mean, granted, it's still the National Football League.
60 yards in receiving a game on the average for a running back, that'd be impressive.
It would be. It would be. And that's his goal going into the 2017 season. Also, Tony Stewart announced he's going to be racing at Knoxville Saturday night. If you would like to partake in that, that'll be coming up. He's going to race a 360 sprint down there. And from the world of golf, Greenbrier going on, and of course that was rained out, washed out, literally and figuratively last year. Torrential flooding in that neck of the woods, and so many people displaced, many people killed, as a matter of fact, due to the flooding last year down in the West Virginia area. It is back this year, and it was announced today that Jim McKay, Bones, used to be on the bag of Phil Mickelson, Phil playing for the first time without Bones this weekend. Bones is going to be just fine. He signed with NBC and the Golf Channel today to be an on-course reporter, which already makes him better than Roger Maltby at this point. I'm sorry. Shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that for you Roger Maltby fans out there.
I think it's a good move. I think Bones McKay will be very good, lending a different perspective in the booth. According to these websites that put out folks' net worth, I'm not famous enough to have mine out there. Jim McKay is worth $5 million.
As a caddy.
Having been a caddy, yeah. So he's doing fine.
And I think he'll do a great job.
Phil's caddy, of course, his brother, who is an agent to some golfers, including John Rahm. Apparently, he'll caddy the rest of the year. But I think McKay will lend a fresh, different perspective to what NBC needs its golf coverage.
They really, aside from David Faraday.
Yeah.
Who's terrific. A lot of Johnny Miller fans out there. I can kind of take or leave Johnny. Dan Hicks, no good. In my opinion, anyway. But there you go. Jim McKay will be out there. All right, 19 past the hour of 3 o'clock, and we're going to get to Cal coming up in a bit.
Yeah, we have afternoon baseball going on. Some makeup games, some conclusion of a series going on out there. One final in the books. Detroit has defeated the San Francisco Giants 6-2. The Cardinals on the bottom of the seventh, leading Miami 4-3. Milwaukee, leaders of the National League Central, all over the Chicago Cubs, 11-2 right now in the fifth inning. And Cincinnati in the fourth inning, leading Colorado 2-1. So Scott Schebler with a hit in that game so far. And the Reds trying to down the Rockies there.
Yeah, and this is a makeup game between the Brewers and the Cubs right now. This is from a rainout. Cubs are going to play Pittsburgh coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But 11-2 right now, Milwaukee, and we'll talk more about this with Kyle Eldred. They're only in the fifth inning, and obviously a lot of things can happen as of yet. But if the Brewers hold on, it'll be a 4.5 game lead for Milwaukee at this point. So not, and I'm not saying it's insurmountable or anything like that.
It's not insignificant either.
It's not insignificant. It's just, it is what it is, I guess. But
poll question today, KGYMradio.com. We're talking about logos on football fields. Who has the best midfield logo in the state?
Oh.
Iowa, Iowa State, or Northern Iowa?
Now, UNI is getting a new one as well, which incorporates the state of Iowa.
Yes.
Around the UNI logo, because UNI is pitching that they are Iowa's school, state of Iowa's school, because they have more Iowans in their athletic programs than Iowa or Iowa State does. Interesting.
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. That's Emil's Hideaway poll question. Emil's located on First Avenue Southeast, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
This may go along party lines today, I have a feeling.
It could. Best midfield logo in the state. UNI, Iowa State, or Iowa?
I think they're all pretty good. Now that Iowa has one. Like I said, I think they're all pretty good. Iowa State's I like. Goes well in the green grass, the red and gold, with the Iowa State logo right at the 50-yard line. 3:22, we'll take a break, come back. Cal Eldred will join us here on the other side of the break. A reminder that next Tuesday, it's not only the All-Star Game, and we will have the All-Star Game from Marlins Park down in Miami for you at 7 o'clock. That will be on all three of our frequencies, but also getting ready for that. It's the 13th annual Cow Appreciation Day, and Chick-fil-A Lindale invites you out for free chicken. Yes, free chicken. Join the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to be broadcasting live from Chick-fil-A Lindale. That will be on a Tuesday between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Anytime that day from open until 7, if you come dressed in any cow accessory, you will receive a free chicken entree. That is dine-in only, by the way. Lots of kids' activities, including the infamous Chick-fil-A cow for pictures, face painting, and KGYM, as we mentioned, will be there. Now, I am not the judge. I have no idea what cow accessory means. What you need, what constitutes a cow accessory.
I have a bell around my neck.
I have no idea. That's for the good folks at Chick-fil-A to come up with.
Eat more chicken.
Could happen. So that will be next Tuesday. Make your plans to join Todd and Alex out there as they'll be broadcasting live over there by Lindale Mall. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and talk to Cal Eldred after this. KGYM.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
We've got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Hi, this is Jamie from Cedar Ridge. Celebrate with us July 7th through 9th for our 8th annual Bourbon and Blues Fest. Cedar Ridge invites you for a 3-day festival to enjoy live blues music, tours, barbecue, and of course our Iowa bourbon whiskey. And thanks to the new law, a full cocktail menu. Find Cedar Ridge on Facebook or visit us at crdistillery.com for details. Hope to see you there. Cheers.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
A little late on that. I apologize. Back with you here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, going to preview the Iowa Corn 300. Mark Janes from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network will have the call of the race coming up on Sunday. You can hear it at 4 o'clock here on KGYM. He will be joining us on the program on a Friday edition of the show. Going to be a lot cooler tomorrow, that we do know. We're going to talk some baseball right now with Cal Eldred, the former major leaguer working in with the Kansas City Royals, and he's been everywhere here. He's been in with the low A guys. He's been in the desert sweating with the rookies, and we're going to find out where Cal is right now as he joins us here on the program. Cal, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing all right. You're sweating in Iowa or are you sweating in Arizona?
Well, I was sweating in Arizona most of the day yesterday, but landed, fortunately, around a thunderstorm last night in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So I get to sweat here in the Midwest with you guys and for today, and then I'm headed over to Omaha. I'm going to stick in the Midwest, and or Des Moines, I should say, and check out our Omaha Royals against the Iowa Cubs for this weekend.
Won't get to see Kyle Schwarber though. He got called up today by the Cubs once again and in the lineup today. Put up some good numbers in Triple A. So that's what they wanted to see, and that's what they got accomplished anyway.
Well, looking into it, I did read through the some of Kyle's comments about what he was trying to accomplish, and he just really got back to the basics. And when you see a guy with too much movement at the plate, with his hands, his feet, his head, maybe even his chest, there's a lot of moving parts. And obviously he had too many of them. He's calmed it down, and his numbers look good. And he said it himself when he's driving the ball to left center, he's probably going to be okay. And he doesn't lack confidence, and he's a strong kid. So I think he'll definitely help him out.
Cal, I'll start with a softball, and that's about the team from which you collect a paycheck, and that's the Kansas City Royals, just off and running right now, won 6 of 7, and a half game within the out of the lead. What's your observations there?
Well, I'll tell you, the guys have really played well the last 3 weeks, and you look back and you think in April, boy, it was a struggle. Our starting pitching wasn't going deep into games, and the bullpen was trying to settle down, and some of our offense was just struggling from top to bottom, and a lot of those things have really been clicking of late. The offense really seems to be taking some of the pressure off of the pitching, and that to me has been the biggest key right now. The one things we did didn't do a real good job of early in April, but we've been doing a real good job of lately too, is playing defense. And I think having Torres and Merrifield splitting time at second base has really helped us. But the guys are really clicking on all cylinders now. And when the game needs to be finished, it's getting finished. And Soria's pitching good in the bullpen, Herrera also, and even Jason Hamill, who's going to pitch. Look, guys, you know how it is. You get hot, and we'll see how it goes, because we're going to be in Los Angeles facing the Dodgers coming up too. So they've been extremely hot.
Yeah, and still a lot of games though left of the Cleveland Indians, so a lot of things to go. We talked about this a little bit earlier on. The Brewers and the Cubs are playing a makeup game today at Wrigley Field, and it's an 11-2 lead for Milwaukee right now. If the Brewers hold on 4.5 game lead going into the weekend ahead of the All-Star break, and by no means is this over or anything like that, but you know what would it mean to the Brewers if they would have a three, four, five game lead going into the All-Star break? Nobody thought the Brewers were going to do this.
No, I mean, you guys, you know, none of us picked them. We didn't think they were going to be a bad team, but we didn't pick them to win that division. And, you know, look into the Brewers and see what are they doing? You know, what are they doing well? And what they've been is they've been just a little bit above average in everything, but they've been at least consistent with it, which a lot of the teams in the National League Central have not been. And when you've got the Cubs, who are barely, you know, 500, they're at 500, and Cincinnati played pretty well early. But their pitching has been, you know, you look at their pitching and they're okay. You know, they're eighth in the National League in pitching, ninth in the National League in offense, and they're kind of in the middle. Their offense is more of a home run hitting team. They strike out a lot, very similar to Tampa Bay. But Milwaukee steals bases too. They've got 71 stolen bases, so they're doing it. When you got a home run hitting team and you're stealing bases, you know, obviously Craig Counsell up there is picking and choosing the right time to run. But their biggest bugaboo at this point has been their defense. And they are last in the National League in defense with 62 errors. And so you look at the numbers and you think, well, you don't see a great team, but you've seen a team that's been consistent, more consistent than anybody else in the National League Central.
Well, they are running. In fact, got a run by double stealing earlier on in this game against the Cubs. And it's refreshing. I mean, just not for the Brewers, but just to see teams starting to run a little bit more. Because for, you know, the live ball era or the home run era, steroid era, whatever you want to call it, there wasn't a lot of running going on.
No, it really changed. And you just didn't see it. But sometimes I think that, even during that era, there were players that could do it. They just chose not to. And I don't think that we were really – there were teams that were taking advantage of something that was a positive that they could have. So it's great to see that that there's teams that are doing it, and Milwaukee's been able to take advantage of it.
Cal, were you okay with the All-Star selections, starters and reserves?
Yeah, I haven't really searched them out real close, but you know, the thing that I see about it is sometimes they make a point of, I've heard this discussion, that how do you select it? How do you choose? And some people are saying, well, I like the star, as opposed to picking a guy who has had a good first half, but he hasn't been a star in the past. So if the numbers are close, I'm always going to give it to the guy who's done it more. And I don't agree with that. I think that there's times when you should pick the guy, even if it's going to be his first time. And you're seeing some youth in this All-Star game. And I think that's great for the game, because a lot of the young kids, I just got back from Arizona, and you do talk to those players down there, the guys they know are the youngsters. And these guys aren't very far in age away from a lot of the guys who are going to play in this All-Star game. So I think it's exciting. And of course, now you know how this works, guys. In the next couple of days, we already see Clayton Kershaw, who's going to pitch on Sunday for the Dodgers instead of pitching in the All-Star game. As a Royals employee, I'd like to see him choose the All-Star game. He's doing the right thing. You know, the team comes first, but you're going to see a lot of these guys that may not be able to play or or get replaced. But I did. I don't know if there's any of the ones you guys didn't like, but I thought they did a pretty good job.
National League first base, I thought, was a flip of the coin, probably.
Right.
Zimmerman
there's,
and Goldschmidt.
There's so many good players and so many guys having good years. Turner, he's in that final vote, I know. We'll see how that plays out. But with his year he is putting together. But I thought the fans, for the most part, did a really, really good job this year.
Yeah, and you look at some of the – I think you look at the National League and you look at some of the reserves, and you're going, wow. I mean, it's an impressive lineup that's going to be sitting on the bench for the National League. So, I'm not a huge fan of the fans picking them. It becomes a popularity contest. But my biggest gripe are two of the umpires, fellas. And I don't even think I need to mention their names.
Oh, the home plate umpire, Cal?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What are we doing?
Well.
That'd be Joe West.
You're not going to get help there. And I don't know what, why does a guy who looks like he's grumpy every time he has to do a game, why would he want to take his all-star break and spend it doing a game? And second of all, you talk about flipping the coin. Angel Hernandez is at first.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's right now with a lawsuit going against Major League Baseball at this point. So unbelievable.
You guys probably knew once you saw that was going to get mentioned.
Yeah. What is Joe West going to do to make himself the star Tuesday night? You know something's going to happen. That Joe West.
You know what I think? I think what's going to happen is you're going to get to the seventh inning stretch. Okay, if everybody's still tuned in at that time, or it's going to come on right after the national anthem's been played. There's going to be a 1 minute ad by Joe West for his country CD. I guarantee you.
That would be interesting. Hey, a lot of worse singers than him have done albums over the years. Cal Elders joining us on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class.
What's the tastiest rumor you've heard out there, Cal, in terms of teams making maneuvers before the trade deadline?
Well, we've talked about how it just seems like, man, what teams are in it. And you start looking and you're like, man, that's the rumors is what are teams going to do, but I don't know. I still think we're looking at who's going to buy and who's going to sell. I know our team for sure was being looked at pretty hard from a lot of clubs, and there were a lot of scouts that were scouring the Kansas City Royals because they thought, wow, could we go get Jason Vargas? Can we get guys that Hosmer, and Moustakas? And these are guys that are free agents. But I really haven't necessarily heard anything that is real shocking. But I don't know. Maybe you guys have heard something and I'm not aware of it, but it's the biggest thing for me at this point in time are which teams that are 6.5 games out, like Detroit,
yep,
or, even the White Sox. I mean, the White Sox, they're pretty much obvious what they're going to do. But whether they would trade any more of their pitching or not, I'm not sure. Even teams like the Angels, because the wild card is tough to go for. It'd be interesting to see what teams in that wild card race that are 5 and 6 games out just decide they're not going for it.
Well, a couple of the rumors lately, Verlander being pursued by the Cubs, Donaldson perhaps to the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you look at Detroit, and in the wild card they're 6 games back. In the division they're 6.5 games back. And the attitude that's starting to really permeate in front offices around baseball is we have to decide early what we're going to do as far as going for the wild card. And you look at Detroit, they're the prime example. Are they going to go for it or are they not? But your team like Tampa and Baltimore, you don't really have a choice. You're in a game out. Tampa's a game out of the wild card. Baltimore's four games out. You still got to go after it, but it's going to be tricky. And you know, it's the big contract that could be coming up. And the other thing that goes along with this, guys, that's going to have to go along with these rumors, and I hope the fans understand. It's hard to understand, but some of these, you can keep some of these teams that aren't in it can keep these free agent guys who are going to be free agents next year. And there's rules that if you sign with another team and your contract's a certain length, that of a certain amount, that you still get compensation. So there's a lot of details that go along with what's going to happen during the trade deadline.
Yeah, you're right. And you got to figure out, and there are going to be a lot of teams, I think, during the All-Star break, trying to figure out if they are going to be sellers at this point. You know, you heard Toronto. They're 9.5 games out right now. Maybe the most disappointing team, one of them anyway, in 2017. Stroman, is he going to be going somewhere? I think you can pencil in David Robertson going somewhere. Probably to the Washington Nationals. There were talks before the season. I don't know who the White Sox are going to get, but Canely can go in there and be the closer for the White Sox. You know, it's just a matter who's going to, you know, teams like the Cardinals, they're right there on the edge. Are they going to try to get that wild card or maybe get the National League Central? What can they do? Like you said, Verlander going to the Cubs, that's been a little bit of a rumor, but he's not pitching well as of late. And what's Baltimore going to do with some of their guys as well?
Well, it's tough because if you are St. Louis and Chicago, and you're sitting here and they're closer to winning their division than they are winning, getting a wild card spot. But yet you look back and now they're looking over there, looking out to the west and go, wow, Colorado's going the wrong direction right now. And so it's starting to look like maybe that other wild card team, two of them are not going to come out of the west. Because these teams are going to play each other more in their division, and they're going to beat up on each other. So, if you're Chicago or you're St. Louis, do you do something? I think the Cubs have to. The Cubs have no choice; they have to. They've got to try to win the division, and for me, the Cubs, if they feel like they need to do something, they need to do it sooner than later. But as far as the East and the National League, I mean, Washington—they've been playing 500 baseball, and they still have an 8-game lead. So it's that one to me is Atlanta's not going to catch them, and neither is Miami. So it's their decision is made. They do need to make that trade for somebody in the back end of the bullpen.
Oakland with Sonny Gray, I think he's probably going to head out. Oakland is 21 games out of first place right now. Seattle is 17.5 games behind the Houston Astros right now. So, man, alive.
And you know, guys, when I'm writing out the records of the teams of our top five, you're starting to see where we're at in the schedule. And, you know, you get 90 games into the schedule. You're past the halfway point. This is where the starting pitcher who's been pitching for Oakland, your Sonny Gray, who has been battling and trying to win games, and they get behind by two or three runs early in the game, and it's tougher and tougher to keep pushing and pushing. I know that's hard to imagine for people to say, wow, really? You're a big league baseball player and it's hard to push? Scott, you mentioned it. Oakland has won 37 games this year, and they're 4-6 in their last 10. Seattle, 2-8 in their last 10. I mean, this does get depressing. And you look at the San Francisco Giants, 23.5 games out. Man. It can get going to the ballpark right now for these teams. It's a grind. And when they're playing the Dodgers who are cruising, wow, it seems like an uphill battle.
How is Bruce Bochy still in San Francisco?
I think it's because Madison Bumgarner has been hurt. Cueto's missing the start today. They've had some injuries, and that's really, to me, about the only way I see it.
Yeah, and we'll find out who's going to be the first one to go. I think they're going to start falling pretty soon, I think, as that goes, anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a team like Philadelphia, they may be searching for a new manager. You know, that you talk about they have not won 30 games this year, and that is very, very tough.
Cal Elder joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Before we get to the top five here, the American League East, Boston suddenly has a four-game lead over the New York Yankees at this point, despite the fact Aaron Judge is still doing amazing things for the Yankees. But if Boston gets this thing all going in the right direction, I think this is their division.
Well, I think they can thank one guy for that. Well, it's a team effort, obviously, but when you have a guy leading you like Chris Sale, you know, it's one Scott. I know you didn't want to see him go, but hopefully that trade has brought the White Sox a lot of prospects. But he fits so good in Boston, and he's made such a huge difference. And if they can get Price going, man, they are going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, and if they start hitting home runs to go along with all that pitching, they're going to be tough to beat as
well. I just revisited our picks at the beginning of the year, just out of curiosity.
How are we doing?
Well, you're kind of a mixed bag, Cal. If Kansas City continues what they're doing, you're going to upset all of us.
That's
in the Central.
That's right. You picked the Royals.
But you also picked Toronto.
Yeah. Boy, that was a smart move, wasn't it? You know, in Toronto, the thing that scared me about Toronto was their starting pitching. And you lose that guy. And I kind of figured with Kendrys Morales going there that offensively they would continue to do what they've been doing, but that just has not been the case.
Well, Unash and I both picked the Giants, so it's really a mixed bag.
How's that going for us at this point?
I'm trying to think if we had – I mean, I can see – I was just thinking about that today that, you know, some of these races are starting to kind of mold into a little bit better – or back to where we thought they might be. We all knew Cleveland was going to be probably pretty good in the Central. And I know we all, you know, I drank the Toronto coffee, but you're looking at Houston, we knew was probably going to be pretty good. And I think maybe I have Texas in the West. But we knew the Nationals were going to be good. Milwaukee's been surprising, guys, and we've got to give them a lot of credit.
Cal, do you expect Aaron Judge to cool off at all after the All-Star break? He's going to be in the home run derby. The rest of the league, they'll get, you know, more opportunities to see him. But or is he just an immense talent?
I think he's just an immense talent. I really do. I think that he's such a big guy, and his swing is such that he can miss balls in their home runs, and especially him playing in Yankee Stadium. So he can miss a ball and hit it to right field and still have enough distance for it to be a home run. If it was Sanchez, and you're talking about Sanchez who's catching, then I could see him cooling off offensively because of the stress of his defense. But I think Judge is just enjoying himself. He's a big fella, and where he's playing, you know, they can even give him a chance to put to DH and just relax and do his hitting instead of having to play him in the field. So I think he's in the perfect scenario, and I think it may not quite stay at this pace, but I think he's going to keep going.
A resident Nationals fan on the text line 0353 speaks again about the Nationals' woes in the bullpen, in the back half of the bullpen, wondering if Iglesias from the Reds might be an answer.
David Robertson.
Scott wants to see another big trade. There's somebody in that minor league system that that you want, I take it, Scott.
Yes. We haven't got them all yet.
But, you know, I do. I think that Cincinnati is in a position in that division to where, in the Central, to where they could make that move and get a couple more prospects. So I think if Cincinnati's smart, that they could do that, especially now being where they're at. They are not going to leapfrog Chicago and St. Louis. That's not going to happen. So I think if the deal's right, but the Nationals, I'm going to tell him that the Nationals are going to pay a price for this because everybody knows that that's what they're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Top five, are you ready to give that out, Cal, as we head into the All-Star break?
You bet. I did look look into Milwaukee, but I still think they're in a in an underachieving division at this point. And I just I still think that the Chicago Cubs, their biggest problem is that that they have players that are just underachieving, and that's why they're not at the top. I cannot believe, guys, as I flip back through my notebook, the number of weeks that we've gone without the Chicago Cubs in the top five, and this is going to be another one of those weeks. But I'm not ready to give up completely on the Arizona Diamondbacks. I've got them at number five. They're playing 500 baseball, but they're chasing a team in the Dodgers who are just playing out of their minds right now and doing everything right. And then I got the Washington Nationals at number four. They're kind of hovering around that 3-4 spot all the time. And I jumped the, you know, you mentioned them, Scott. I jumped Boston all the way up to number three, just simply because I think they've been better than they have been. Their bullpen is better, and their offense, you mentioned it. If they're going to hit home runs and start swinging the bat like similar to what Houston swings the bat, they're going to be tough to catch in the East. And then Houston's at number two. Guys, they have a 16-game lead. That is phenomenal. And if you look at the offensive categories in Major League Baseball, just watch what they're doing. It is crazy. I'd love to be a pitcher on that club. But also, number one, guys, I'm staying with the Dodgers. When you have Clayton Kershaw as your number one, and you have Alex Wood, who has made 13 starts, and he's 10-0 with a 1.67, you've got Kenley Jansen closing games, you're going to be all right.
Last text of the Cal Eldred segment from Ryan in Walford. How the hell is Gary Sanchez in the Derby?
He's a Yankee, and it's East Coast media.
We know why Aaron Judge is there.
Exactly.
We know why that is. And you know about the Astros. I'm glad I got three Astros starting in the All-Star game. America deserves to start seeing these guys like Springer and Correa and Altuve. They've heard of Altuve if you watch baseball the last few years. But I think we're going to see Carlos Correa at shortstop for a long time to come in the National League.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the names, but Verlander would look pretty good in that rotation with the Astros, too. That may be something they need to do.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Cal, appreciate it. Enjoy the All-Star break, and we'll talk to you on our usual Tuesday.
That sounds great, guys.
All right, Cal Eldred. Usually his appearance on Tuesday, Thursday today, due to the 4th of July holiday. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. KGYM.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race. Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight. Only in theaters. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Paper purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I get one of this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com right now.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Even though it's a holiday week, the City of Cedar Rapids reminds you that there's no delay in garbage recycling or yard waste collection. So set your carts at the curb by 7 a.m. on your regular collection day. Never miss another garbage pickup. Sign up for text and email alerts before every holiday or collection interruption at crnewsnow.com.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class. KGYM.
And back for the final couple minutes of the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to Mark Janes, voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, getting ready for the Iowa Corn 300 on Sunday at the Iowa Speedway. We will do that on the Friday edition of the program and talk about all the breaking news of the day on Friday. Speaking of breaking news from the world of college basketball right now, Ben Jacobson has retweeted this. It was tweeted 8 minutes ago. James Betts from Ventura, Iowa, plays for Gardner Hayfield Ventura. I believe 6'9"-ish right in there. He has said through Twitter that he is going to be a UNI Panther. He is committed to play basketball for Ben Jacobson and the UNI Panthers. So a big guy from the state of Iowa going to UNI. So good get there for Ben Jacobson.
Ben's done okay with Iowa kids.
Done great. Done very, very well over the years. And it's another, not as big as Austin Fife, anything like that. Tall, yes. Shot blocker. And can play the middle as well. So a couple big guys in the next couple classes for Ben Jacobson up there. That's good news for them in Cedar Falls.
It is. Balloting has closed for the final vote. The last two players, one in the American, one in the National League, to join the All-Star rosters. Announcement has not been made yet. Supposedly later on this afternoon, and Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn coming up from 4 to 7 will keep you up to date on that. Reminder of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emanuel's Hideaway. Who has the best midfield logo in the state? Iowa State, you and I, or Iowa? Go ahead and vote.
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Reminder, the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Submit your information to us at KGYMradio.com. And Mark, enjoy buy your air conditioner tonight.
There's no question about it.
I know where you will be. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next. Thanks to Kyle. For Mark, I'm Scott. Have a great night.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. It's your chance to get a Ford F-150 for 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning